The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Gil Holzman, President, Chief Executive Officer of Eco Atlantic Oil and Gas. ECO is the ticker there. Gil, thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Good morning, Justin. Good morning from Oslo.
Yeah, Oslo. I say, yes. What are you doing in Oslo?
I'm attending the Pareto Securities Conference with 1,600 delegates, actually. Wow. Great place to be if you are in the oil business.
Well, you are being very busy over the last couple of days. You've got a CPR on the block there offshore Guyana, and of course, we got news on Total, so we'll cover both that in a bit. Before we do, Gil, as always, there are people listening, tuning in all the time. There are people maybe not familiar with the company, so in a one-minute summary or less, please sum up Eco Atlantic Oil and Gas, please.
Very simple. An exploration company focusing on the two hottest postcodes on Earth at the moment in Namibia offshore with partners like Azinam and Tullow, and in Guyana on the other side of the Atlantic, in Guyana and North South America, in partnership with Tullow, and as of this morning officially with Total, exploring a certain oil block which considered to be the most prospective oil block next to the Exxon huge discoveries from last 2 years.
Yeah, okay, well, let's go back to your competent person's report on your block there offshore Guyana, and take us through some of the figures. They're big numbers, aren't they?
Yes, they are bigger than what we even anticipated, but of course it's an independent report prepared by a very recognized international competent person. It was scrutinized by ourselves and by Tullow, and we are all very happy with the figures there. In a nutshell, the CPR suggests that on P50 or best estimate, we have the potential for 3 billion barrels of recoverable oil on the block, spread across some 9 to 10 prospects or leads, if you want. Some of them are very big, with 700, 800 million barrels each. And they all spread, as I said, east to west on the block, with a direct correlation for the Exxon big discoveries of Liza Field and the latest Hammerhead discovery. The CPR also suggests that we have, as I said, 3 billion barrels of prospective oil on our block. That means that until yesterday we had 1.2 billion barrels net to ECHO, and as of this morning it's 450 million barrels net to ECHO after Total exercised their option. We will speak about it in a minute. The CPR also suggests that we have a very, very good chance of success on at least three of the leads over there, with 22.4 calculated as of today, and this is before any AVO analysis, and this is before we tied in the recent well discoveries made by Exxon into the CPR. So, you know, I can only anticipate, and I can only believe that the chances of success of some of the leads and the prospects on the CPR will dramatically be higher towards a drilling date, which is now scheduled for Q3 next year. And after Total now and Tullow together will do a further analysis of picking up the drilling targets on the block and which wells will be drilled first. I believe we're going to drill more than one well to start with. As I said, the block looks extremely prospective.
Yeah, absolutely. And you say that there's a way of de-risking AVO. Explain what that is, AVO.
I'm not very technical, and I don't want to confuse the audience with all kind of highly technical explanations.
Too basically, late.
No, basically, there's further analysis to be made. As I said, we need to tie in the results of the latest big discoveries by Exxon into our CPR. We need to we covered some of the Exxon discoveries on our 3D survey, so we can actually see the discoveries and how they lie subsea subsurface, right, and correlate directly to our prospects. So I suggest that we let the very professional teams at Tullow and now at Total do the further analysis, pick up the drilling targets, and we will come up with further news going down the road.
Marvelous stuff. Okay, well, last night after market close. I saw this on social media. I saw the announcement about Total. And when you mentioned this, you were quite confident before. They were looking at all the seismic data and stuff, and you said, I'm quite confident they will be happy with what they're seeing. You know, so take us through the announcement anyway.
So, first of all, we are extremely delighted that they exercised the option. I think it was inevitable based on what we see on the 3D, and they were part of the teams that actually looked at the data. It was only expected that they will exercise the option. However, and this is the big surprise, Total decided to exercise the option before we even sent them the final data report, and that is 4 months ahead of their schedule. So they had 120 days to make up their mind, but all of a sudden yesterday they decided that they exercised the option immediately and let us know about it yesterday afternoon. This is a great, great validation of the prospectivity of the block. And again, being a small cap company like ourselves, Eco Atlantic, having Talo on the one hand and now Total, the second biggest oil company in the world, working hand in hand with us, shoulder to shoulder, and applying all their technical experience, I think that our chances of success to actually discover the oil on the block became much, 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 much bigger. So we are delighted, and I can tell you, very proud to have such members and such partners on our block. And as I said, the exercise of the option itself didn't come as a surprise, but the speed and the quick decision that Total made after the CPR and after the Hammerhead discovery is very, very encouraging. I think that Total, once they saw the Hammerhead discovery that was announced on the 31st of August by Exxon, understood that basically this discovery, I wouldn't say completely, but extremely de-risk the what we see on our block, right on the neighboring block, because we are up deep from this discovery, we see the same structure, the same play, and I think that what made them decide to exercise the option immediately and not even wait 120 days. Actually, they didn't even wait one day.
Absolutely. So, okay, quickly, Gil, just take us through now, you mentioned when you expect to drill here, but take us through the timeline, say, over the next 6-12 months here.
So, now we will just officially close this farm out to Total. We will get the government approval. They will transfer the cash that they now need to transfer to us, $12.5 million, that will actually double our treasury. And then our team, together with the Talo exploration team and the Total exploration team, will start drilling engineering, environmental permits application, and drilling target selection. So, again, as Talo announced last week, we are planning to drill early June 2019. I think it's going to be a multiple well campaign, not just one. But again, I leave it to the professionals at Total and Talo now to come up with the exact drilling targets and the drilling plans.
Marvelous stuff. Okay, and one last thing to do. Three reasons. If someone's listening to this, likes the sound of this, Gil, but are not following the story as yet, give them those three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
We have completed all what we announced, or all what we communicated to the market in the past year. We completed the farm out deal with Total, and we now have the second largest oil company as our partner. We're going to drill high impact wells next year in Guyana, and naturally, one should not forget that there's also a lot of activity going on in Namibia right now, with Talo drilling one well as we speak, with results expected by the end of the month, and then Chariot will drill one well in Namibia. So we have a lot of external and internal catalysts on both of our blocks, but 2019 for sure, we're going to drill several wells, and I have very good a very good reason to believe that we will come up with a discovery of a lot of oil next year.
Marvelous stuff. Thanks for that, Gil. And like you say, lots of things going on. So hopefully we'll be chatting again in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.